Hey, you guys, give me 1 second over there, okay? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, you are good. We'll go ahead and just start with your opening statement, and then we've already got lots of questions here for you.
Guys, you know, we're talking over the last 2 or 3 weeks about playing a complete game. And I thought you saw the majority of what we did. I thought our guys did a tremendous job. When you look at the first half, I thought we played 17 minutes of great basketball. They had one segment where I thought we lost a couple guys and they made some baskets. But to say how proud I am of these guys, man, it's really unbelievable. You know, the fight that we've shown over the last few weeks. And, you know, we've had so much adversity in this program this year. Obviously, the biggest one being COVID, which everyone has. But just losing your senior leader. And obviously, you know, without another experienced guard in Thomas Allen, and just to see these young guys grow up from practice to practice and from game to game. And so I thought they played tremendous. When you look at the scoreboard, the stat sheet, you look at DJ, the way he played. I thought Cam Hayes was tremendous down the stretch, made free throws, you know, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Shaquille Moore did a tremendous job. Darion Sebron did a tremendous job. But our guys are getting better. I'm happy for these guys because we're handling success the right way. You know, when you look at us, and I don't know how many teams can say this, this is our 4th road win in a row, and that's pretty impressive. And so happy for it. I thought Virginia played well down the stretch, made us work for it at the end, and we're blessed to get out here with a great win. So questions.
Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, things looked a little grim after the Duke game. You know, just things did not go right then. You'd already lost Devin. Kind of how have you got sort of righted the ship, I guess, and kind of gotten these guys to do what they've done the last 3 games?
Well, Aaron, we've been bought in, and I've said this all along, is I think some of that you have to give credit to Duke. Duke's playing really good basketball also, and Matthew Hurt's playing well. But our guys locked in after that game, and we knew that we were better than the way we played. And, you know, it's been, you know, I've done something different that I haven't done in a long time late in the season. I've kind of played a lot of 4-minute segments, games, just so our young guys could be able to grow up a little bit, make some mistakes. We can correct those mistakes. But I think, Aaron, the biggest thing for us is that we got complete buy-in from everyone. You know, I don't know if you guys get a chance to see our bench doing the entire game, but the energy level on the bench is unbelievable. And everybody is truly happy for one another. And we're building a great team. And that doesn't happen when you got so many young guys and our guys are buying in.
Jonas.
Coach, when you're playing a team like UVA, who's so solid on defense and they keep you to low scoring, how big was it to knock down those first 3 3-point attempts and get off to a good start offensively for your team?
Well, as you know, you guys who have covered UVA for a long time, you know, Tony does a tremendous job with his team. They're one of the best, if not the best, defensive team in the country. And it's always important to be able to make shots. I thought our guys came out with great energy. One of our keys to the game is obviously getting off to a great start, making sure that we get some good looks and executed the plays that we ran. And I thought our guys did a tremendous job of doing that and falling through. It's tough to score against those guys. And we found some areas that we could score in. I thought our bigs were tremendous. I thought we changed the way they had to play a little bit because of our size, and so they ended up playing a couple big guys.
Justin.
Coach, you guys outscored Virginia 30-16 in the paint, and obviously with their pack line defense, they're known for being tough around the rim. Like, what worked tonight for you guys to have such a big lead in the paint?
You know, Justin, that's the strength of our team right now. And that's whether we're throwing the ball into DJ or Manny Bates or our guys are driving it. And so getting in the paint, you look at it, I thought DJ and Manny were really good inside. But I thought Shaquille got to the rim a little bit. You know, Jericho had a couple of stick backs, I thought, inside. But we're playing to our strength. That's the way we practice now. And it was good. You know, we're looking for our bigs, and they understand and they've accepted a bigger role now.
And as a quick follow-up, Manny Bates again with 3 assists tonight. How big is it that he's developing that ability to pass out of those double teams, and what does that do for the rest of your offense the rest of the way?
Man, I love the way you guys love Manny. But would y'all talk about any other guy with three assists? I love that. You know what? He's got – I will say this. If he had three assists, he's probably got more than DJ has in 2 years. So he's doing a good job. His skill level is getting better. The next step, and I know you guys are going to laugh when I say this, the next step is I'm going to get him shooting threes like Huff. And so he's put in a lot of work, and, you know, now he thinks he's Magic Johnson, and he's not anywhere near that, but he's passing the ball well.
Thanks, coach.
James.
Yeah, Kevin, you held them to 37% shooting tonight, and in the first matchup, they shot the ball relatively well. Was there anything you really wanted to adjust from that first matchup to this one defensively?
You know, when you look at the first matchup of round one, Murphy crushed us. Murphy had 18 points, and he made threes. He back cut us. When you look at Jay Huff, you know, even though in the first matchup he made one three-pointer, he really stretched us out a lot. And, you know, we were in scramble mode. And then, obviously, Hauser, obviously one of the best shooters in the country. Their strength from the three-point line is their three, fours, and fives. And we wanted to do a good job of kind of taking them out of the way they shoot the ball. And I thought we did a good job. When you look at the end of the game, Hauser was out for 11. But a lot of those was late. And, you know, if you can hold those guys, 7 for 25 from the three, then it can be a good night for you. You know, they usually make about 9 threes a game and shoot a great percentage.
And just to follow up, it seemed like you wanted Sebron on Clark a lot tonight. He was on him often. What went into that thought process?
Well, you know, we were switching a ball screen with Huff. And my choices were either to put Cam Hayes, Braxton Beverly, or Shaquille Moore on him. And so if we were going to switch that 1-5 screen that they love to run, I wanted to have a bigger guy on him.
Thanks, Kevin.
Rob.
Kevin, what type of characteristics or traits does a team need to have to make a recovery like you guys have done over the past few weeks?
I think it comes down to buy-in. I think it comes down to a sense of toughness. It's a mindset. You know, if you believe that you're not good, then you're not good. And we've talked about, obviously, all of these guys are really good basketball players. I've asked them to grow up a little quicker than they needed to. But we've completely bought in. When you look at it, the ball moves from side to side. You know, everybody's playing their role. Everybody is genuinely happy for one another. And typically, you don't get that in a team. And, you know, I think in order for us to be a really good basketball team, we don't have that one guy on every night that can score 30 points. And so, you know, every night it could be someone else leading us in scoring, rebounds, steals, block shot, not blocks, because Manny's going to have that, or assist. And our guys are completely bought into what we're trying to go through.
My follow-up on that, sir, is in regards to the adults and the coaches. How do you guys have to handle that when you're in that situation? I don't know necessarily it's a buy-in. Obviously, you guys are going to try to win every game, but how do you guys handle that? And has it made you better at your job?
Yeah, it has. It's made me have a lot more patience. You know, I'm getting a few more gray hairs. I don't know where they're coming from. But I will say this. I'm not coaching these guys like they're freshmen. I'm coaching them like they're upperclassmen. I'm coaching them to teach them how to do a good job in areas. I'm praising them when they do well. I'm getting on them when they don't. Reason being is because I need them not to be freshmen. And so they're starting to play like that. They're accepting coaching. The coaching staff is doing a tremendous job with those guys, watching film with them, getting extra work in. And so it's been a learning experience for all of us.
Andrew?
Kevin, staying with the freshmen, looking at a lot of the free throws that you guys made down the stretch, most of those free throws came from Cam Hayes and Shaquille Moore. What does that say about them that they have the poise to go out there and execute and knock down those big shots in this moment in a big game?
Well, it says a lot that those guys are growing up. You know, when you look at situations late in the game when you need guys to make free throws, you typically don't want to put a freshman to the line. And, you know, I felt very comfortable. You know, you go back to just the Pittsburgh game, Cam Hayes stepped in and made two big free throws. Sometimes the greatest thing about freshman guys is they don't know what they don't know. And so they don't get nervous because they can just step up and then they never had to be in that situation. And it was good, honestly, to see our guards step up and make free throws, because the weird thing about it is our best free throw shooters this year has been our host guys.
Brian?
Coach, you mentioned the freshmen, but besides Shaquille Moore and Cam Hayes, you know, how have the rest of the freshmen grown this season?
Well, they've all gotten better. So I know those two we talk about those two guys a lot. Darion Sebron has played very well for us. He's actually getting better in a lot of areas for us. You know, he gives us the ability to have a bigger guard or a bigger wing that can play on the defensive end. He's great in transition. And the young guys that we have on our bench that you guys don't get a chance to watch and see play, those guys are getting better every day in practice, and Nick Farrar and Jalen Gibson, who's played a little bit, and E.B. Dewana. And so I love the freshmen. It's just hard to play, you know, six of them basically in a season when you got to, you know, obviously you need to play upperclassmen to try to win.
And a quick little follow-up question. I know you guys typically do the ice cream thing after road victories. Have you guys found the spot yet?
You know, the whole ice cream thing during the pandemic is so I'll give all the props to Chris Zepko. And so this is his first year on staff, and he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for, you know, trying to figure out where to get ice cream in Charlottesville. I think it's around, 9 o'clock, and have it delivered, because obviously we don't stop at stores. If it was a regular year, we would stop somewhere, get ice cream, and head back. And so Chris Zepko, he made one mistake the entire year. We were walking into Clemson, and I think I told you guys this. He looked at me before the game. He's like, where are we going to get ice cream after the game? And I almost fired him, but I love him too much to do that, because he jinxed us from winning that game. You never asked me where we're getting ice cream before the game. It's always, you go find it and just bring it here, and then we'll eat it.
Justin?
Coach, this is Cam's third straight game, finishing in double figures. Looking back at that Pittsburgh game, he talked about that was a big confidence builder from him. I mean, from a confidence standpoint, do you think he needed a game like that to kind of begin the stretch of growth that he's really shown here down the stretch in ACC play?
I do. And if you guys remember early in the year, and I know some of you guys do because you wrote about it, Cam Hayes was playing some of the better basketball on our team. That was non-conference. It was a short non-conference. And then obviously because we had to pause because of COVID, I think the pause affected our freshmen more than anyone. But he's getting confidence every game. It's hard in this league, as you guys know, to basically give the keys to the car to a freshman. But he's earned it, and he's stepping up and he's playing big for us. And he's doing a good job of finding people. He's doing a good job of scoring the ball when we need him to. He's also doing a good job of taking care of the basketball, and that means a lot.
And Courtney, we got DJ here.
Okay. We will go ahead. Sorry, you're good, Coach.
Am I good?
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, if it's okay with you, all you guys are, you're more than welcome to share some ice cream tonight. So if you do, I'd love everybody to post a picture of you eating your ice cream. Thanks, guys. Hey, now you have DJ Funderburg. Derek is his real name. He doesn't necessarily like people to call him Derek, but that's okay. And just talk to him about, you know, how he's matured and taking on a more of a leadership role in the locker room. And he has, you know, he's, you know, this young man's come a long ways, and we're knocking on wood, but I know it'll happen. He should have his degree soon as he continues to work. And it's been a long journey with him, but he's gotten better in a lot of areas. So ask him about the leadership role, and ask him about how come Manny Bates is a way better passer than him. I want to see what his answer says. All right. See you guys. Thank y'all.